Now we're told Solomon awoke. Behold, it was a dream. He came to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings. He offered peace offerings, made a feast to all his servants. Now those burnt offerings and peace offerings, as we've said, point to the Lord Jesus Christ. The burnt offering speaks of who he is. Peace offering speaks of the fact he made peace by the blood of his cross. Because of who he is, he's able to bring us into a right relationship with God, and that the guilt of our sins may be removed. Now we have a demonstration of the wisdom of Solomon that is given here. And it was a very clever solution to a problem, and a real problem. Very briefly, and I'll not read this portion of it, but there were two women, and they were harlots, and they had between them one child. Whose was it? One claimed the child, and the other claimed the child. So they brought this matter to Solomon. Now, how would you solve the problem? How would you find out? Solomon said, well, I don't know who's the mother of this child, but I think that since we don't know, and both of you claim it, the thing to do would be just bring me a very sharp sword. We'll cut the baby right in half. One of you'll have one half, one the other. Now, the one that was not the mother, who apparently had it in for the other woman, and she had no love, of course, for the baby, she said, sure, go ahead and do that. The real mother said, oh, no, don't do that. My child. And Solomon said then, this obviously, the woman that was actually willing to give the child up in order to save its life, that would be the mother of the child. I would say that that was a very fine way of doing it and a very excellent way. Now, this was just one of the many examples that happened during the life of this man, Solomon.